And the enemies of man shall be those of his own household. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The gospel of today's Mass of St. Wenceslas really aptly applies to his life. Truly, his family, the family of this man, the enemies of this man, were truly the members of his own household. He was born, and he had one other brother, Boleslas, and he was born to a mother and father who were quite opposite. The father was a Catholic and very well much known for his great virtue. But his mother, on the other hand, Drahomira, she was just as vicious, full of vice, as her husband was full of virtue. She was a very wicked woman, it says. Well, when the husband died, I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. All of these names from that area are so difficult. But in any case, the father passed away and left his two boys to the care of two different women. Boleslas went to his mother, the wicked Drahomira, while Wenceslas went to Ludmilla, who was the grandmother of the two boys. And the grandmother was also a very holy lady. And so the two boys grew up in different households, the one under the influence of the wicked and vicious mother. He grew up to be vicious as well, whereas Wenceslas was brought up under the guidance of the holy Ludmilla, the grandmother. And he, of course, became a great saint under the influence of his grandmother. Well, there was all of this chaos in the home. Once the father died, then there was a fight over the kingdom. Drahomira tried to overtake, run the state. And, well, the people didn't like that, the nobles, the nobility didn't like that too much. And so they put her aside and elected for Ludmilla, the grandmother, to rule the state for a while. And so that's how it worked out for quite some time. And then finally Wenceslas became the king. And he ruled the state with much the way that a state should be run, with Catholic law and Catholic principle. He would take care of his sick. There was none of this socialism business. He and the church, they took care of the poor. They took care of the sick. It was not given out to the government institutions to do that. That is socialism, to take from some to give to the poor. That is socialism. But the church and the king, they worked together, and they took care of the poor and the sick. He was also most devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. I think that is what probably made him such a holy king, able to rule his kingdom with such prudence, is that he would go to the King of Kings, lay his crown down on the communion rail perhaps, and kneel before our Lord and there say his prayers. Well, he would often be accompanied, most of you probably know this story, he would be accompanied by one of his servants every night to the church. Well, one night it was a very snowy night and very cold outside, and the servant began to complain to St. Wenceslas of the bitter, cold night air. And St. Wenceslas looked back to him and just said, "Just follow in my footprints and walk in my footprints to the church." Well, he did just that, and the footprints of St. Wenceslas were warm. Even though it was on top of snow, they were warm. They say the reason for that was that the fire of love that burned in Wenceslas' heart for the Holy Eucharist was so warm and so hot that it even made his footprints warm to follow in. It's a very touching story of our great saint. There are two stories with regard to his angel as well. He was protected, as we all are, by angels. And on the first occasion, it was under the occasion, one other man, I forget his name, Radislaw or something like that. I can't forget these names. In any case, he came to make a coup and to kill Wenceslas, and to turn all the people against Wenceslas. Well, all of a sudden, Wenceslas decided he'd better, even though he doesn't want to, he'd better get his own military together to meet the enemy in a war. So they came face to face, and all of a sudden Wenceslas started thinking of his own men, how he didn't want all this innocent blood to be spilled over him. So he challenged the leader of the enemy army. He said, "Let's just the two of us fight, and that way no one else will have to get killed. And whoever is the last man standing between the two of us, that side is the victor." Well, the enemy, he was on his horseback and had his armor on and a long spear. And Wenceslas had his armor, and he only came out with a sword. The two of them came together and were about to go right at each other when all of a sudden, Wenceslas was surrounded by two angels and all their brilliant light, and the enemy saw it. And it says that upon seeing these beautiful men, he jumped off his horse and threw himself down on his knees before Wenceslas and asked his pardon. It was readily granted. That is the first story among many with the holy angels. But then it came down to the end of his life. Boleslas had a child. He was going to be baptized. And so Wenceslas was invited to the baptism, and he suspected something was up, but he didn't want to show or ruin the character of his brother. So he was invited to the baptism. He went, and there was a party. And he took part in the party, but then around midnight, he left. It was midnight before the feast of St. Michael, and he had just taken a drink to honor St. Michael. Well, when he went out, he was killed, put to death. And then all that took part in that massacre there, they all died horrible deaths of their own, either through suicide or some other miserable death. But in any case, that showed the justice of God. Well, I think there's many lessons here, but let's stick to the one with the angels. We are coming into the month of the angels, and we so often forget them. Your little friend, always by your side, even at this very moment, you have your own heavenly companion who will be offering all of your prayers during this Mass. He'll be running back and forth between you and the throne of God, taking your petitions up there, and then bringing God's blessings back down to you all Mass long. He'll be doing that. He'll be protecting you from distractions, as he protected Wenceslas from certain death as well in that time. He'll be protecting you from the temptations of the devil during this Mass. Invoke him often, starting now, which is really, you might say, the beginning of the month of the angels, because tomorrow is the feast of St. Michael, then Sunday is Angel Sunday, and then before you know it, we'll be in October. So let us now, tonight, begin to honor our angels and send them back and forth to the throne of God and to watch over our family members as well. If you ever get into a fight or need to convince someone of something, this is my last bit of advice. Send your angel to their angel. Let your angels fight it out between themselves. After all, they both want the same thing. They want the truth to be known. They want you two to be charitable. They want you both to go to heaven. It doesn't always work when we try to fight it out. Send your angel. He'll fight it out for you. And it'll always have a good and happy ending. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.